This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one of the complications of Egypt's parliamentary elections, where Islamist parties have so far done very well.
The new parliament will face pressure to improve Egypt's economy, which was disrupted by this year's protests.
A big part of the economy is tourism, as you'd expect in a country that has the pyramids and all the attractions of the Nile.
But Islamists aren't sure they like all those foreign tourists who don't endorse the lawmakers' conservative view of Islam. NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Cairo.
The Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party got a lot of votes from vendors here at the Khan al-Khalili Market, a hub for tourists in Islamic Cairo with its narrow twisting lanes and soaring minarets. Mohammed Reda has stickers of the party plastered next to the pyramid paperweights and statuettes he sells. He says the merchants here are counting on the Islamists to bring back business to their neighborhood. Continuing violence and political unrest have kept tourists away from this and other Egyptian landmarks. Officials say the number of visitors this holiday season is down by more than a third compared to the same time last year. Vendors clamor for the few tourists who do wander through the shop-filled alleys. They offer trinkets for a dollar or two in a desperate attempt to make a sale.
£7, come on. £7, okay. I accept your price. I accept your prize, man. Come on.
Reinvigorating tourism is something the vendors want the new parliament to make its top priority. They see the Islamists as honest brokers, devoid of the corruption and greed that plagued the Mubarak government. But some of the things newly elected Islamist lawmakers are saying have many in Egypt's tourist trade scratching their heads. Recently, Brotherhood Party member Azza Al-Gharf told a crowd of supporters in front of the Great Pyramids that tourists can do without alcohol when they come to Egypt. Ultra-conservative Salafist candidates have taken it a step further by demanding a ban on all alcohol sales. They've also called for segregating Egypt's beaches by sex and banning revealing swimwear. Such proposals will only make the tourism slump worse, predicts Mohammed Al-Gendi, who sells religious trinkets in the Khan al-Khalili market. Egyptian tourism experts and officials agree. Hisham Zazu is the senior assistant tourism minister.
These are irresponsible statements, in my opinion, that even if said by responsible people, I believe they do not understand the setup of the industry and the dynamics of it.
The math is simple, Zazu says. 4 out of 5 tourists who come to Egypt do so for leisure vacations at the beach rather than to visit the pyramids or other historical sites. More than 3/4 of all visitors to Egypt are from Europe, and they expect to be able to enjoy the beach as they would at home, he adds.
To swim, you wear a bathing costume. To have dinner, part of the culture is to have a drink with the dinner. This is the kind of information people have to understand that do not understand the industry. And you don't change the culture of people.
But Islamist lawmaker Azza Al-Gharf says Egyptian officials need to rethink their approach to tourism. She argues that appealing to Muslim visitors abroad and domestically will boost tourism, so would hosting more international conferences here. She adds that separate beaches for women and curbing public consumption of alcohol wouldn't affect these new markets or even the old ones. Such pronouncements are naive, says Elhami El-Zayat, who chairs the Egyptian Tourism Federation and runs a company specializing in conference tourism. He says he's talked with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists at length about their tourism proposals and why they won't work. He believes that once the Islamists are in power and faced with a financial reality, they will stop trying to make Egyptian tourism conform to a more conservative Islamic lifestyle.
If they were not pragmatic, could they have collected so many votes? They were very pragmatic and very sly. We have to remember this.
Hisham Galal, a vendor in the Khan al-Khalili market, warns that if Islamists don't back down, he and many other Egyptians will hold mass protests to force them out of office, just like they did with Mubarak. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Christmas has yet to arrive in Egypt, where the Coptic Christian minority celebrates January 7th. A leader of one of the most conservative Islamist parties has declared it will be un-Islamic for Muslims even to wish Christians well on Christmas. The Coptic Christian Pope says people of all faiths should be invited to Christmas celebrations, including radical Muslims. And the most prominent Muslim group, the Muslim Brotherhood, is taking a conciliatory approach, actually pledging to protect Christian churches.